Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Thank you. giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
You're the soul that killed it. Goodness of God. All my life you have Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Roma Sanderiako. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, O God, for all that you are doing in our lives, all that you will do in our lives. We bless you, all that you have done in our lives. Father God, we are grateful to you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, you are faithful even when we're not faithful. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus. If we had thousands and thousands and millions and trillions, quadrillions of tongues is not enough. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, your tangible presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Spirit of the living God, we ask for mercy this morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. For we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy, O God, new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your word says, if we are faithful and just, you will forgive us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, we pray for mercy. You, your mercy is on you every morning. Bring down your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we truly repent of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Sometimes we don't even know what we've done, oh God. But Father, you see it all. You know it all. Even our thoughts may have been against you. And so, Father, we ask you this morning, search us, oh God, and know our hearts. And if there's anything in us that brings glory and honor to your name, Father, uproot it, burn it out, take it out, oh God. We want to live a life that is pleasing to you. So, Father, uproot everything in our lives that is not of you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the refining fires of life. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the refining fires that refines us, oh God, into your image and into your likeness. We thank you for the refining fires that you never leave us, oh God. You're right there with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we would not make it without you being there with us. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We prefer the refining fires than to have the fires of judgment. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the transformation in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for guiding us, leading us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, take us deeper. Deeper, deeper, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you, Holy Ghost, take us deeper, take preeminence in our lives. Move in the lives of our spouses. Move in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Move in the lives of our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Move in our lives, Holy Ghost. We surrender everything to you, and we ask you to have your way. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns us, oh God, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces and nephews, our siblings. Let your light shine. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your tangible presence. Oh, weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, that you walk with us. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you for leading and teaching and guiding us. Oh, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent on you. You are our lifeline. We cannot make it without you, Holy Spirit. We cannot. We need you. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we need you. We bless your name, Spirit of the living God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Help us to walk by spirit and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. We took our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak this day in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. O Father God, every cell in the blood of Jesus, every tissue in the blood of Jesus, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we took our destiny, our purpose in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we took everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the mind of Christ, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the transformation of the mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that wash away our sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood. So, Father, we thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, and our nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us even as we pray this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh oil, oh God. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. The fresh oil, the fresh anointing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, hallelujah. We give you the honor. We bless your name. Father God, as your word comes forth, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Father God, I pray that the word come forth simple and plainly, that you give us an understanding and revelation of what you're speaking to us. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Let it be plain and simple, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, We thank you for the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I decrease. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I hide behind the cross, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decrease and Christ increase. I surrender to you. Let your word come forth in the power of the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we open our ears to receive, our hearts to receive, and not only receive, let the word bear fruit in us, germinate deep in our spirit, and bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Fruit that will remain in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those that's just joining us this morning. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew 21:1-11. I'm going to take time with this morning in the name of Jesus. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring him to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and a colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. Place their cloaks. I want you to look at the word cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches, trees, and spread them on the road. Branches on the tree, spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Hallelujah. We spoke a little bit yesterday about the donkey and the cold and all those things, but the Lord wanted me to go further, a little deeper this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We talk about the cloaks. Their cloaks. So, you know, when you have a cloak on or a coat, your coat is covering you, right? What do you use your coats? When you look at cloaks, I told you, releasing your humanity for divinity. Humanity for divinity. When you take your cloak, because when you look at kings, in the ancient day, the kings wore the cloaks over them. Hallelujah. You remember, it could be called the royal robe or a coat. You know, When the king came and in the coronation, they had their crown and they had their cloaks, their robes on. And that's why you see and that's how they came. Esther, before Esther could go to the King Ahasuerus, she put her royal robe. They have to identify. People were identified, even the robes of a princess and the robes of the queen and the robes of the prince. And during those days, the prince robes were different than a little bit different from the king robe. So you could identify that this was the prince and this was, for example, you identify that this was David and this was Solomon because of the robe, okay? Hallelujah. The cloak. And when you look at those rules or the royalty, hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus, and the robe represented the kingship of Jesus Christ. When you look at the robe and the cloaks, I just want you to look because it's still you have your regular clothes on, but you still have a robe on. And many of you know how there's a style now. I always love that style. With the cloak dresses, you have your dresses on, and then you have the cloak to go over your dress. And so the cloak that you wear over your dress is like a robe. Hallelujah. But you have your mean outfit on, and these robes, it can be, everybody has the one. If you're going somewhere, you will make that cloak, that robe, very beautiful stuff. So the princess had a robe. The prince had a robe. The queen had a robe, a royal robe. So when am I speaking to you this morning, we're looking at, they took their cloaks. So whatever they had, they're covering, and they released it to Jesus. Hallelujah. They released the lordship of their lives. I surrender my life to you. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. I give it all to you. I exchange pride. I want humility. I exchange hate and bitterness for love. So I give it to you. You have the lordship over my life. I give my life to you. So I put the cloak on the donkey, and you can ride because of you. What can wash away your sins? Jesus washes away with it. So they put the cloaks on the donkey. Hallelujah. Surrendering. Let's look at it. I surrender to you. And then the another group put it on the ground. They're not going to go back and get those clothes because they have given it to Jesus. I gave you all the negative things of my life. I it's no more me but the Christ that lives inside of me. I give it to you, Jesus. I give it all to you. When you look at Isaiah, you see God in a robe. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne and his train. That's the robe. That's the train. So we had a robe on and filled the temple. Hallelujah. So God himself has that robe, the robe on. Hallelujah. He is the king. He is the creator, the CEO of the universe. Hallelujah. You've given and you do exchange. I surrender. I surrender all to you. Jesus, I ask you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I receive salvation. You have the lordship over my life. Now, it's no more you but Christ that lives inside of you. Hallelujah. Because you surrender. And it should be something that you can look at. Hallelujah. And so let's go back. God took me deeper. I hardly slept last night because of what God took me to. God took me to Genesis 3. Hallelujah. And when he took me to Genesis 3, But Adam and Eve sin, I don't have time to go through, but I will take you to one little scripture. When Adam and Eve sin, and God said in Genesis 3, verse 9, and the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I was naked. I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Hallelujah. So how did Adam and Eve were naked? Because there was a robe that were on them before. Robe of holiness. Robe of righteousness. Allow Satan to beguile them, to fool them, to manipulate them. And sin entered mankind. By eating that fruit, they were automatically this rule. And that was Satan's objective. And that is his objective. Hallelujah. To disrobe God's children. Hallelujah. That you walk around naked. When I'm not talking, I'm talking about spiritual nakedness. And you walk around. And they knew they were naked. They felt that there was there's something. They knew. You know, when you do things that's not right in the sight of God and you're a Christian, and many of us, including myself, when we do things that's not right, you feel, you don't feel that the presence. And some of you ignore it. But if you're sensitive to the Spirit, you feel, I can't feel the presence of the Lord. Because you know that you've done something that's not right, because the Holy Spirit have convicted you that you've done something that's not right. And so there's a separation. You can't feel, you pray, you don't feel. That's why it's good to get into repentance, because nobody wants to be without the presence of the Lord. Amen. All of us feel it. All of us, that's why we got to get into the, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, we move ahead fast, because we don't want to be separated from Almighty God. Sin will separate us. Adam and Eve made aprons. Can you imagine? They took their royal robes off, the royal robes, and they made aprons for fig leaves. They decided to move from royalty to become now servants of the enemy, of Satan, servants in the kingdom of darkness. I don't even have time to go, because when you decide to take the robe of Christ and you don't want to repent, you now the devil uses you, manipulate you in darkness, and you're serving the devil. No, because now you got the aprons on. They made themselves. But God is a merciful God. When we look at Genesis, we talk about robes this morning. We go further in the Bible, and even afterwards, God made them coats of verse 21 unto Adam and also to his wife. Did the Lord make coats? Again, coats of skins, and he clothed them. God was merciful, because if they did not, oh my God, the enemy would have stepped down worse to them. But God made them coats of skin. And he clothed them. He took clothed them. That's the first time. You see mercy. They couldn't stay in the garden. He put them out of the garden. So what am I talking about? Coats. Hallelujah. The coats of skins. And you know the skin were animal skin. And we know, we look at the coats again, we think we look at the blood of Jesus. But when you look to Exodus, again, you see the lamb. When God, Exodus 12, let's look at Exodus 12. I want you to just walk, help me, be attentive to what the Lord is speaking to us this morning. You look at what the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this shall be unto you the beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye also unto the congregation, saying, in the tenth day of the month shall you take every man a lamb according to their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the house be too little, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male goat of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until 14 days. 14 days. Evening. Hallelujah. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two sides, both and the upper door of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor some of water, but roast without fire. His hair, you know, his hair. The mind, his legs, the feet to walk, and with the pertinence thereof. Hallelujah. What do you see? Hallelujah. When you look at the, again, you see a lamb. Put on the altar, on the, you see the blood. You see the lamb. And God gives specific instructions. The blood protects them. The blood. In Leviticus. Hallelujah. So what am I saying to you? That lamb, when they cut it and they put the hands and they put the legs and all those things, God, if you take them, we have time, we'll study this thing so you can understand what it means. The lamb, they do not skin the lamb. The skin is on the lamb. They have taken the blood, but the skin is there, and that fire burns that everything. What is God doing? Burning everything that is not of him, because the burnt offering represents, hallelujah. So that's why we lay on the brazen altar. And we allow the fire of God to burn everything in us. Our skin got to be burned. Burn, burn, burn to ashes. That means the flesh. The flesh got burn. Just like you the when Jesus entered Jerusalem, they put their coats down. They're laying their flesh down. Hallelujah. They're surrendering of themselves. For God, of themselves, nobody forcing them. They're doing it of their own will. Nobody forced you to come. The Holy Spirit move upon you, and you choose salvation. God does not force you. He wants you to come freely. You give up your flesh. This flesh will take us to hell if it's not burned. If we do not surrender, this flesh stay on that altar. Let him burn everything that is not of Christ in you. We need to be burned, the skin burn, 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 the flesh burn. Our negative behaviors, different things burn that does not bring glory. You see, the priest to do a sacrifice, he could not be dirty. He had to sacrifice himself before he did it for the people. We flesh gotta burn that. We need to take those coats off and release it to Almighty God. Burn the head. Burn the mind. You see, the mind is a battlefield of the enemy. The enemy fights for our mind, our thoughts. That's why the Bible says, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever a man thinketh, what comes out of a man is what you think. The devil messes with the mind. So you got to give your mind, your thoughts, so Christ, burn the thing that is not of God. Your thought, your mind, the mind. What do you think about the head when they put the crown on Jesus, the thorns on his head? Hallelujah. They disrobed Jesus. He was naked on the cross. Hallelujah. The sacrificial lamb. Without sin, hallelujah, on the cross took every burden. He did an exchange on the cross to set us free. Hallelujah. Change. And he gave us his robe of righteousness. Hallelujah, dying on that cross. They took Jesus, laying him in the tomb, and that body all riddled with our sin, our sickness, our diseases, our every negative thing of us. Jesus now lying in that tomb, has taken our iniquities, taking human coats, our nasty coats, sin, sickness, disease. That's why the enemy was happy. Disappointment. Now Jesus, he exchanged his divinity. Hallelujah. He gave us his divinity and he took our humanity. I don't know if you can get what I'm saying this morning. Hallelujah. And then they lay him in the tomb. And they thought it was over. Because now Jesus has all our burdens and everything, all his sickness, the diseases, the pain, the disappointment, the bitterness, the hate, He riddled in all our mess with our coats are a mess. And he went to prepare the body, but the phone and empty tomb. What happened? Gloria, my son, the said, hallelujah. That's why we call the resurrection. Hallelujah, because again, there was an exchange. Hallelujah, only Jesus could do it. Only Jesus could make atonement by his blood, his perfect blood. Hallelujah, when Jesus went up, hallelujah, he took that blood, his perfect blood, to make atonement for mankind once and for all. He paid the price. That's why he told Mary Magdalene, don't touch me. I have not gone up yet. Hallelujah. He took the keys of life and death from the enemy. When he paid that price, took the blood, put it on the altar. There is a brazen altar right in heaven that Jesus paid that price for you and I. Hallelujah. And then when he came, that's when they said, when mortality, when takes on immortality, that's the new body. There's an exchange that took place. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said the price, what are you walking in now? The robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. He paid the price once and for all. We do not have to be riddled in our sins and different things. We have to come to Jesus just as we are. He paid the price. You have a chance to wear your robe, your garment of salvation, your garment of salvation, the blood, the robe of righteousness, the royalty, the kingship, royal priesthood, chosen generation. Hallelujah. Jesus, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what am I saying to you? There's no, you don't have to stay in that raggedy robe. Take off the raggedy robe because Jesus paid the price. Your robe of righteousness is right there. All you've got to do is ask for mercy. Come to that brazen altar and ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I have sinned and I've fallen short of your glory. Hallelujah. And when you confess your sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep you in that robe, that nasty, regular robe. No. Take it off. It off. You don't need animal skin. That means it's just a covering. You need an atonement once and for all. Once and for all. Hallelujah. That you can walk in his righteousness. Hallelujah. You can walk in holiness. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Then you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, because now you are the king's daughter, all glorious within. Hallelujah. Psalm 45, verse 13, you are glorious within. Hallelujah. Because you walk not by the flesh now. You walk by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Do not stay in your regular rags, your regular robes. Do not stay in your regular rags and robes. Once and for all, he made atonement. The perfect blood. Hallelujah. That's why he said, the Bible says, the seed of the woman was crushed. The head of the serpent, yes. And prophetic words were fulfilled. Jesus as a prophet. Jesus as a priest. Hallelujah. And Jesus as the king. The three titles is for you. It's also for you. When you are, you carry the DNA of Jesus Christ. And if you carry all the DNA, that's your Father, Abba Father. That's what Jesus said. But the disciples said, teach me how to pray. Then he said, my Father. He said, our Father. He included us. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now you are united. Jesus looked at you as his sibling. He's covered it. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. What is he doing? Interceding for us. What do you think God did doing in that tomb? That's another thing. What happened with all that nastiness? How the divine exchange took place. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. So forget about unforgiveness. Don't walk in unforgiveness. Don't walk in bitterness. Do not walk by the flesh. And as we all make mistakes, yeah. But must we continue in sin for grace to abound? No. No, no. He paid the price. That's why he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So surrender your rule of humanity. Surrender that crown that man placed on your head. Give it to the Lord. Your mind is the battlefield. Your thoughts, the devil fights for our mind. Once he gets the mind. So my sisters and brothers, this morning I'm saying to you, walk by the Spirit of Christ, and not by the flesh. Father, I thank you this morning. I've given what you asked me to give to your children, that the altar of salvation is still there for us to come to 24/7. And so, Father, we confess our sins, all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Ask for mercy. Wash away our sins, cleanse us, and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth. So, Lord, we thank you, Christ, that lives inside of us. Not my will, but thy will be done. Spirit of the living God, possess our minds, possess our souls, our intellect. Your word said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Romans 8:5. For they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, so it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you now, if any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Walk after the Spirit of Christ.